Wisco lady. I'm a Wisco lady, not an LA lady. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got Cardi on the board. You want to get in on this conversation because all we do here is real news and great conversation. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm talking about what the point of all of this baloney is from the right. And the point of all of the baloney from the right is threefold. One, tax breaks for billionaires and the richest corporations in the world, like corporations like United Healthcare, which I think is like the eighth largest corporation in the world or the fifth largest corporation in the world. So tax cuts and shifting tax burdens to the middle class. That's point one. Point two is keep government corrupt, keep money in politics, because that means that those that have all the cheddar get to make all of the rules, and that ain't me and you. And the third one is by doing thing one and thing two, so deprive the most important systems in our government of the revenue that they need to function, that it creates government austerity, fake austerity, and they slash programs like food stamps, the Department of Education, our environmental regulations. We shut down our medical research operations and Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. They're finally saying the quiet part out loud. It's time we all listen up. I want to listen to what you have to say on these things. So give us a call, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Phil from Minneapolis, what say you, my friend?
I would suggest that all congresspersons upon standing up in Congress and giving us any kind of a speech should be required, Democratic ones at very least, should be required to say, to save Social Security, we must scrap the cap and tax all income the same, because the people who make all the money are only making money on the backs of the workers.
Yes.
And if the workers are paying whatever, the 6-7% into Social Security and Medicare, then the persons, people making, the guy who just was unfortunately killed in New York, he was merely making $10 million a year. He was only paying Social Security on the first, what is it now, up to $160,000?
Yes, Phil. Yes.
And all the rest, he wasn't paying any Social Security. How does he think he's making all that money?
Yeah, it's enraging. Scrap the cap, scrap the cap, scrap the cap. Tax every dollar of income. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe start taxing wealth to fund Social Security. Wait a minute. Maybe tax wealth the same way that we tax work. We want to live and die on this idea of the American meritocracy. Then why are you actually taxing work at such a higher rate per dollar earned than you do wealth that earns that same exact dollar? It is an abomination. Paul from Madison, Wisco. Paul, what's up? What do you have to say this afternoon, friend?
Thanks for taking my call, Maggie, and good callers today. Thanks for bringing this up. It's a very important subject, and I really like Joe's analogy there, smash and grab. The Republican Party would like to go back before FDR, and my parents were big FDR fans because of Social Security and also LBJ with Medicare.
Yep.
You take Social Security and Medicare, you lose. Nobody's going to take care of you. You're just going to be on the street, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what they're, but that's what basically they're trying to do. Go back before FDR. Thanks for the show. And have a great day.
Thanks, Paul. You take care. Sounds like you're on the road. Drive safe, my friend. Folks, you can get your 2 cents in. A nickel, maybe even a dime or quarter's worth. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Dick from Madison, what say you, my friend?
Well, the caller before the last, poor Wisco, hit it out of the park. I was going to bring that up. But wouldn't you like to ask these people like Bezos and Musk and all these billionaire class people, what's your end game here? In other words, by this, I mean, you burn out the whole American system, like the infrastructure. You use it to death. I remember Trump in his first term, our airports are crumbling and this is bad. So what does Biden do? He does something about it.
Yep. With,
you know, and we're fixing our highways. And yet these people keep using and putting nothing into it. Well, I guess my question is, once you reduce us to just a two-class system, who's your customer base?
Correct. Dick, that is the whole point. 70 to 75% of U.S. GDP, basically our entire economy, is based on consumer spending. The consumers in any economy are always the middle class and working class people, because people with stacks and stacks of Benjamins, they're not buying anything with the Benjamins. All they're doing is growing more Benjamins, right? And more power and influence. And listen, if you're sitting there going like, I want to be rich someday, I hope you are. The sort of level of rich that I'm talking about 100 millionaire plus. Like, at what point is the next Rolls Royce just not worth all that much? Right? Like, the law of diminishing marginal returns, I think it is absolutely insane. When are we going to rein in CEO compensation? When are we going to require that working people have representatives on boards of directors of publicly traded company? When are we going to eliminate stock buybacks, because all they are is cash grabs for the richest shareholders on the planet and the people that own private equity and hedge funds? It's stupid. Stupid. The person that's going to get the last word today on this topic is a texter from the 414 that says this: the oligarchs push the risks upon us individuals while they reap all the rewards. Thank you so much for that, texter. I'm Maggie Dawn. News, weather, and sports is up next. We're going to have some fun when we come back after the top of the hour. Might even tease a little bit of what we're talking about on Monday, y'all. So keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.